You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are live. It is the last day of July, 2011. Next stop, 2012. And we're going to be live here as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, 3 to 5 Mountain, 2 to 4 Pacific. And we have incredibly intense and important news and information that we're going to be covering today, obviously. And so I hope that you will stay with us through the 2 hours of the show today. I hope that you will take notes on the information that we are going to cover, because the different developments in our society are of the utmost importance, obviously. And as I do so many Sundays when I tend to be more reflective, I'm going to attempt to not go into a bunch of ranting and raving today, but actually get into all of the news. Obviously, when we come back from break, we're going to get into the whole debt ceiling false debate that gets everybody to obsess on the credit rating and on raising the debt and going into more debt instead of asking why are we in this debt and where is most of the money actually owed, and will the debt ceiling or even making these paltry cuts the Republicans are calling for fix things? And the answer is no. So we're going to be going over all of that. We have the headlines here that top senator Republicans with the Democrats are very close to a deal on default. White House GOP discussed potential debt limit pact with 48 hours left to go. But don't worry, the private rating agencies, S&P, Moody's, and others, are saying it doesn't matter. Either debt plan will make you lose your AAA rating. And that's out of the Hill newspaper there in D.C. with the inside scoop from Capitol Hill. And I want to talk about what a loss of AAA rating is going to mean, because it's a foregone conclusion that the debt has been defaulted on the minute we signed on to that $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. And so we'll discuss either way, no matter what happens, where this country is headed until we get out of the private Federal Reserve's control. And I've got a lot of news also on the economy that we're going to be going over today. Obviously, we're going to get into the latest on Fast and Furious. We're going to have a video report. It's going to be up on Infowars.com and PrisonPunta.com by the end of the show today. I may even premiere that special report that we worked on Friday, Saturday, and Aaron's up here on Sunday, completing it right now. Very powerful report, video report to accompany this text report by Paul Joseph Watson and Aaron Dykes. Exclusive ATF intimidates gun owners with home visits. And we're going to be going over this report, obviously, here on the show today. And we have another report here from Infowars.com. Gun grabbers in Congress exploit Fast and Furious and introduce a flotilla of new victim disarmament, anti-Second Amendment, anti-freedom moves. So that's just some of what we're going to be going over in that area. And we are going to continue looking at some other news items dealing with how our young people are being basically implanted into the matrix. Facebook and Twitter are creating a vain generation of self-obsessed people with childlike need for Facebook, you know, feedback type garbage, warns top scientist. And that goes together with this French news agency. Xbox addict dies from blood clot. And another one I never got to last week, but I'm going to cover today if we have time. Peer pressure causes people to literally alter their memories of recent events. Why won't people wake up and face reality? It's because of stuff like this. We're going to be going over all straight ahead.
Oh.
Hi, this is Steve.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we are reportedly 48 hours out from a total default on the debt to the foreign governments and private Federal Reserve that have taken over this country through economic fraud and have engaged in a conquest that the British Empire couldn't succeed in, that Hitler couldn't succeed in, that the Soviets couldn't succeed at. They have conquered us through fraud by stealth. But the moment you become aware of the private banking cartels, global government that they're publicly admitting now they're setting up, that you'll pay your VAT taxes to, your carbon taxes, and the rest of it, the minute you're aware of it, then their power begins to wane. That's why the banksters are setting up a Homeland Security control grid in every country they're in under international agreements and rules to crack down and go after anybody that criticizes the private central banks running those nations. When you get the internal training manuals from England, Australia, from Germany to Canada to the United States, it is the same thing. The public is told, give your rights up because Al-Qaeda is hiding underneath every table. But when you get the actual manuals, it's people that don't want to give up their sovereignty to the global government. What is globalism? It is really less than the Fortune 100, 50 or so companies. But and if you look at the board of directors of the Fortune 500 itself, it's almost completely owned and controlled by less than just a few hundred top managers who work for less than 20 wealthy families. And we've made films on this and broken all of this down. And globalism, to give you just a snapshot example of what it is before I get into the debt ceiling and the gun grabbing and all the news that's taking place right now that's so vital, we've got to have the big picture and, you know, really pull back and see it in the context. As Carol Quigley wrote for the CIA, in Tragedy and Hope, the head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's political mentor, the people running this country want authoritarianism. And they know that if you only have one flavor of authoritarianism, you'll wake up and fight it. If you have a simple dictator or a one-party oligarchy that's not hiding itself. But if you control both parties or all three parties, like in the case of England, then you can have them fight over the power and fight over being the head ringwraith minions over the country, because there will be real rivalries and slight differences in rhetoric, but they're still beholden to the very same interests, kind of like a Don King boxing match where he owns both fighters and you know, people pretty much don't even watch those heavyweight fights anymore that he owns, because people know that it's as rigged as a slot machine in Vegas. So that's what we're dealing with here. And let's take a microcosm example of globalism. And I talk about this every week because it's in the news, and I know people are aware of this. It's not some more archaic example or an example that isn't as popularly known. But you know about Obama giving out now more than 2,000 waivers to companies. One waiver for McDonald's, over 500,000 employees total, don't have to, or is it 400,000? I forget the exact number. The point is hundreds of thousands of employees don't have to get insurance now. McDonald's doesn't have to pay for it. But then the McDonald's competition down the street, some mom and pop outfit or some regional privately owned true free market group, you, if these rules go into effect as they're supposed to at the end of this year, you are going to have to purchase that insurance. And of course, you'll lay people off. You'll have less hours. You'll cut the people that you get the insurance for's pay, but they'll have insurance. And the insurance companies, of course, wrote the plan on record. They get to force 35 million people that didn't have insurance to get it. The feds get to then lower the standard of care, and computers tell doctors what procedures they can do. The literal death panels, it was in the news this week in England, where they're not giving people cataract surgeries anymore. They're not giving them cancer surgeries. That's the National Health Service. But the profits for the private groups administering it, they go up in England, in Canada, and now here in the U.S. Oh, they take the money out of your check. Or in this healthcare system, your employer does, but you just get less care. But side issue, this is an example of how these monopoly insiders operate. So 2,000 major companies, and it's a list of people that have contributed to the Democratic Party. This is mafia government. They don't have to get insurance, but you do. Let me give you another example. It was in the news again this week. General Electric. The head of General Electric heading up the president's economic council, deciding where the trillions in, quote, stimulus money go. And we already saw General Motors, over $4 billion total, a billion and change per country or per region, over $1 billion to send a new plant, part of the economic stimulus of your tax dollars. They take your tax dollars, stimulate jobs, and $1 billion plus goes to build a factory in Brazil. $1 billion plus to build one in Eastern Europe, and $1 billion plus to move to China. And then it was in the news this week. General Electric, who paid zero taxes the last 3 years in a row, just type in General Electric paid zero taxes, we'll pull up. The headline from Friday, moving one of the last divisions they had in North America, U.S. and Canada, their giant X-ray manufacturing division, including government contracts for airports. That, both medical and security, that is moving to China. And guess what? There's bailout money involved in it. So you are literally paying to have your job shipped. And China has tariffs on us. They also keep their currency low, which is another tariff. This is how it works. They call it, oh, free trade, fair trade. And so what is Obama doing? He, with the Republicans and the head of the Chamber of Commerce and the head of the different business leagues, what's the word I'm looking for? What's the big national association of, not manufacturers, they're for it too. What's the national association that deals with business? I forget, I saw him on the news Friday and saw the text reports. The point is all the so-called lobbies that are for jobs here in the United States, they are lobbying and saying how great this new trade deal with South America and South Korea are to further move jobs. And months ago, I watched the congressional hearings on C-SPAN dealing with this, and I watched the different press conferences they had afterwards because C-SPAN comboed up congressional coverage and then cut to trade representatives in South Korea in a joint. It was actually Obama and the South Korean president giving a press conference, and they were admitting that there was a trade deficit of 4-1 or more with South Korea. And he was saying these new deals, don't worry, are going to fix that. And now there's been analysis done, and of course, it's going to make it even worse. Because the big insider mega corporations own the politicians here. And they also own them in South Korea and Mexico, China, the list goes on and on. And so they can set trade deals up where there's extra taxes and regulations here, and where they even get a tax incentive to move to China or South Korea or Mexico. And so we've lost almost all of our industry, and this is what globalism is. Henry Kissinger for Nixon and the different trade associations goes over to China, makes sweetheart inside deals where they can get goods made at slave labor prices that America could never compete with. But if that isn't bad enough, they then put regulations on U.S. industries that they don't have in 160-plus third-world countries, India, the list goes on and on. And so, of course, all the jobs go there. Over 80% of our industry, manufacturing, has left in the last 30 years. Also, since 2001, the dollar has lost at least 40% more of its purchasing power. And that's the federal government's own numbers. And so you add all of this together, what's their answer? We're going to come in now with carbon taxes only on the United States, Canada, Western Europe, Australia, New Zealand, who are all under the very same strategy, having their own countries, bought and paid for by the same megacorporations, shine government laws shutting down all activity in our countries, while the very politicians are owned by the megacorporations who own the industries they've developed and invested in the third world. That's a guaranteed investment boost because they've shut down all their competition in the West. This is crony collectivism by the elite. This is monopoly, man. And this is how they rule us. This is how they dominate us. All right, when we come back, now that we've talked about how this tilted playing table works, this red casino, we're going to get into the so-called debt ceiling crisis and the gun grabbing. Stay with us.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma. asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Finishing up a simple snapshot analysis of globalism, because it's much more complex and much worse than I'm even saying. The political traitors for several generations in this country have been bought and paid for by some of the most wealthy families and corporations in the world, and they come in to democratic nations and use that system against the people with slick packaging to sell one-sided trade deals that then massively increase their profits in the slave factories and slave wage factories they own and control in the third world. And now they're trying to squeeze out that last 20% of manufacturing we've got, even as the service industry implodes. And they're coming in with 20 to 50% carbon taxes. California's passed it. Starting next year, it'll be 20% tax over a decade, 50% tax on most human activity paid to government, who then goes and signs deals with the big mega banks to go into more debt with them. And remember, it's debt made out of nothing. So this is a monopoly game. We are being economically conquered, and folks need to start getting a little bit more sophisticated and thinking about exactly how this works, because it's going to get a lot worse. I mean, when you see Bill O'Reilly up there saying we've got to pay the debts we owe, we've got to have a national value-added tax, we've got to have national sales taxes, we've got to pay our bills, we've got to cut spending and raise taxes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an absolute historical fact. Every economist who has any brain knows this. That in every case from more modern example, a decade ago, Ireland to the 1960s with John F. Kennedy. Kennedy in the highest tax bracket cut taxes by 50%, and in the other bracket, 35% cut in taxes. Federal income taxes went down to almost nothing. And do you know what happened by the next year? A doubling in tax receipts. Oh, and the next year, another 50% increase. That's 150% increase in 2 years. And you're like, wait, you cut taxes, more money comes in? Yes. It stimulates the economy. People start spending. They put that money back into hiring people, back into buying that boat, buying that house, buying that suit, buying that gold, buying that land, going on that vacation, buying mama a Cadillac like Elvis was doing back in the 60s. And that's what happens. And it's a fact. So why then in the Western world would they want to raise taxes? Well, as George Washington said, and as many of our Supreme Court justices have seconded, the power to tax is the power to destroy. And you've got corporate interests that are exempt. On average, the Fortune 100 pays 2.4% tax. In fact, folks won't believe that. Will you guys type in General Electric paid zero tax? Put that on screen. Then next, say Google paid 2.4, and one of them is London Guardian, CNN will show it to you. But wait, there's more. Then they have all the heads of these companies, heads of Google, head of General Electric. I've seen them on the news. Yeah, there it is, ABC News. General Electric paid no federal taxes in 2010. Sorry. And then their executives don't either, because they sit on foreign boards, and why they're exempt over there as well. But I digress now. They then have all these ABC specials, you know, this week on ABC with Christina Amanpour, and she interviews Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, and they say, I'm not paying enough taxes. I want to pay more taxes. It's not fair. Raise taxes. Get the economy going. These are the people on record in the last 20 years that got the tax codes changed. Did you know, what was it, 15 years ago or so? You can pull this up, too. By the way, they just pulled up Bloomberg. Google, 2.4% tax. Shows how $60 billion lost to tax loopholes. Bloomberg, October 21st, 2010. I can show you a laundry list. The entire Fortune 100 pays almost zero tax. Oh, some of their domestic employees do. But they are exempt. See, if you're a domestic corporation, you have to pay it all. But they are international. They've written the laws. And so then they sucker you further. They come out with all these specials saying, we've given our money to charity. And you find out it's tax-free foundations. They actually make giant profits and keep it, but just create new subsidiaries. Their tax-free foundations pay zero tax domestically when they operate. Bill and Melinda Gates, Warren Buffett, all of them, Oprah, they're all part of the same club. They pay zero taxes, give a little money to the UN for population reduction and things, as they admit. And then their subsidiary corporations of Microsoft and the rest of it, they get the profit contracts, but the tax-free foundations do deals with multinational foreign corporations who then, again, are paying zero domestic tax. You see how that little scam works? I could keep going on here if you'd like me to, but wait, there's more. This is the very same crew that are constantly in Time Magazine and The Economist Magazine and Newsweek and Financial Times of London and New York Times lecturing us about how America has greedy, 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 evil rich people and how these greedy, 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 evil rich people aren't paying high enough taxes. And then when you see the legislation that their tax-free foundations lobby for, it wants to take the highest federal income tax from 35 up above 40. But when you look at the loopholes and the way it's written, somebody in a 35 is actually paying about 44. So if it goes to a 40 or 45, it'll be more like a 50. But wait, there's more. Then there's all the other taxes and property taxes and franchise taxes and state income taxes and environmental taxes. And that's why, on average, people making more than $125,000 a year in the United States pay over 70% in some form of tax. Now, Warren Buffett says it's greedy if you want to keep 30% of your money. A feudal serf in ancient Europe only had to pay 10 to 20%, depending on what region, what era, what time. 10 to 20%. 20 always caused revolts. 20%, everything he produced goes to the king and his local nobles that collect it. So here in America, somebody making over $125,000 a year or a double income of $250,000, that's considered rich, and you're paying above 70%. Now, there's this other myth that 51% of the country doesn't pay taxes. That's a complete lie. And that's put out so somebody making $40,000 a year hears that and says, well, I'm paying no taxes. Really? Do you know anybody who's making $40,000 a year? And they go, well, I get a refund check. What, for $1,000? Do the math on what's pulled out of your check. What, 30% or so? I mean, you're talking $40,000 a year. On average, you're probably paying $7,000, $8,000 just in federal taxes one way or another. Then there's all the state taxes and sales taxes and enviro taxes and the hidden carbon taxes. So you got the really rich people that have gamed the whole system every angle. They're exempt from all the real taxes, and they're up there lobbying to raise taxes. Why is that? Because they get most of the government contracts. They're corporate welfare whores. They own the private central banks that in the last 3 years got at least $27 trillion of American taxpayer money. They're all reporting record profits from stealing. We'll be back.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com.
the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Human nature that if you put up with corruption, you are going to be overrun by tyranny. And somehow, in the last 50 years or so, common sense that you've got to keep government small, you've got to not trust big government, you've got to be informed, you've got to defend liberty, you've got to guard your rights jealously. Those are all quotes from Thomas Jefferson and George Washington mixed together, you know, crazy people. who founded the country and the reason it's been so great, most wealthy, most patents, most developments, just more real estate, not even that good of real estate, minerals, land, not as good as many other areas of the world. Mexico has triple the resources, conservatively, according to CIA Factbook, than we do here in the United States, but they're totally poor because they've got a tiny ruling class. But somehow they convince people, oh, there's no corruption in government. Go to sleep. Let them run it. Give them a National Security Act in 47. So all these big mega banks that set up the CIA and through skull and bones so they can just do whatever they want. And when we find out they're bringing the narcotics in, they're laundering drug money, they're using government laws to shut down their competition. What do you expect? And I'm going to get into the whole debt ceiling situation, but I wanted to spend some time first just getting into what globalism is, how it's a bunch of powerful insiders using government to shut down their competition, and then getting half the population dependent on government in some form or fashion. And then every time the middle class doesn't want to have more of their taxes taken, more of their money taken, they just threaten to cut off all the chicken feed to the general public who's now dependent, and they start hopping up and down saying, give me more goodies. Well, even if they raise the taxes, even if they keep raising the debt ceiling, they're devaluing the currency. So the chicken feed Social Security you get, the chicken feed welfare card you get, the chicken feed that you're receiving, or your government paycheck, or your corporate paycheck from government contracts, it's shrinking because they're devaluing the denomination. You're like, well, they'll just pay us more in inflation. That's not happening. Wages have been going down for at least 5 years while the purchasing power of the dollar goes down. It's called a double whammy. And by the way, you're like, hey, don't compare Social Security to welfare. I agree with you. It's not. You did pay into it. They robbed it day one. When they set it up in the 36, they wanted to get you dependent. They wanted to get part of your paycheck and put it there so you'd always defend whatever the banksters did because you want the promise of getting your money back. You're being held hostage. Now, before I get into the whole debt ceiling and incredible anti-Second Amendment treason, you heard me right, I don't use that word lightly, treason and criminal felony actions by the White House that have aided and abetted in the murder of at least 3 Border Patrol officers and 5 police officers. I'm talking about Fast and Furious, huge developments across the country, but also exclusive scoop here in Central Texas from multiple gun dealers about incredible harassment at the hands of the ATF, and people buying guns are now being harassed. And the ATF is ordering them to do things outside of law. So that's all coming up. But I want to stop right here. I want to stop right here and just give listeners in Germany, in Japan, in Russia, in Mexico, in Brazil, in Chile. We got listeners all over the world. Number one on Shoutcast, number one podcast, you know, coming up on 3 million listeners a day, not bragging, but it is a great accomplishment. It's actually scary we have this many listeners because it's because I don't get butterflies going on air. I can go on national TV, I can walk out and talk to 10,000 people, and I don't get butterflies, and that's not a good thing. I've done this so long, so much, that I need those butterflies to realize just how much responsibility we have here. But going back to what I was saying, I want to be careful here, because I have a lot of sources in the city of Austin, in the media and government, and this affects everybody else around the world. Whatever's happening here is happening in your town. We are per capita the wealthiest city in the United States. We're the fastest growing city in the United States. We're rated by Forbes and so many others and Fortune as the best place to live in the United States. I love Austin. I'm a Texan, and it's my favorite city here. My mom's from Austin. I grew up in Dallas, but I've been here since high school, and I love it. But we have abdicated our responsibility and let a bunch of morons, thugs, and crooks run our city. Because we just let the politicians run it down there downtown. And I've made special reports. I've done countless radio shows in the last year on this subject. Well, not countless, probably 100 times I've talked about it. 4 or 5 times the last few weeks. And that's Formula One. And this Formula One issue is a microcosm of everything I just spent the last 30 minutes, 35 minutes talking about, where they pass government health care. It actually doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. It's written by the insurance companies. Wall Street Journal admits. Well, the head of the insurance company lobby put out a statement. It's designed to cut the quality of care, designed to make you buy their products, and then all of the Fortune 100 insiders, they're exempt and given mafia waivers. That's total discrimination. But you're looking for discrimination on religion or race or something. You're not looking where it's really at. The real discrimination is economic. Okay? I mean, if I've got to get my employees insurance, even though they don't want it, I've asked them before, and no one wants it here. They get paid decent, and they want to keep it and buy their own insurance or not. But here's the issue I'm getting, and you say, what does that have to do with Formula One? The point is, this is the only issue. It's crony insiders. Nothing's going to be fixed. Don't raise the debt. Raise the debt. None of that's going to mean diddly squat. It's all a distraction. I'm going to talk about the former head of the Treasury in policy. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts calls it a total distraction in an editorial up at Infowars.com. He's the father of Reaganomics. It means nothing. It's rearranging deck chairs. So no, the Tea Party's got it wrong, and so does Obama. The Tea Party's got it more right than Obama. At least they, at some level, mean well, but perhaps we can impart to them what's really happening. But that's coming up. And then your calls in the second hour on the ATF news. But I want to get into this now. Before I even get into Formula One, when Dallas, DFW, Metroplex taxpayers, Arlington taxpayers, paid out over $1 billion to pay for the new Texas Stadium, or whatever it's called up there in Arlington, that's an example of everything wrong. If the NFL's so profitable, you shouldn't get any tax exemption. I'm always for cutting taxes, but not when the little guy's always having his taxes raised because we don't have lobbyists. And by little guy, you can make $10 million a year, and you don't have any pull in a state legislature, much less federally. Okay? Now, there's trillion-dollar outfits in there slugging it out for influence. And if I don't pay my taxes, if I don't pay all of my property taxes, that's rent on property I really don't own. You know, 60, 70 years ago, we didn't have property taxes, folks. So don't tell me, oh, we got to have it to pay for the schools. Again, this is how we turn into socialist, little kept domesticated rats, and people don't even understand it. We built this country without the IRS, without the income tax, without property taxes, without any of it. And it's always more, more, more as we get deeper into debt. So if I don't pay all my property taxes, they're going to go to court at the county courthouse. They're going to take my house, and they're going to have a auction on the courthouse steps, and they're going to take my house. And if I don't leave my house, if I squat in it, they're going to send police with a bullhorn and say, come out, Mr. Jones. And after about 5 hours of this, they're going to send a SWAT team in to kill me. It happens every day in America. So next time you tell me, oh, well, you got to pay some money so that Jerry Jones can have a sports stadium, remember, people are losing their houses every second. I'm going to get into Formula One on the other side.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Show! Number one way for the truly wealthy and rich in the world to make money is going in and buying your politicians and getting the politician to exempt them from laws that the ultra-rich actually lobbied for in the first place, but only to shut down their competition. And when you understand that, now you have a true understanding. You are not going to hear Republicans tell you this. You're not going to hear Democrats tell you this. This is what the New World Order is about, a global private corporate government of control freaks who are the opposite of free market. There's a major headline, playing by the NFL's tax-exempt rules. And if you scroll back to the top, I can give folks the source on that. Thank you. If you're a radio listener and you keep hearing me talk about showing you things, we're simulcasting all of this radio show at prisonplanet.tv. So that's the nonprofit quarterly. Playing by the NFL's tax-exempt rules. Oh, you didn't know it was tax-exempt, almost all of it? The players, they pay taxes, but see, ultra-rich brag, they write the tax rules, they don't pay diddly squat. And then when the ultra-rich start telling you to raise taxes to get the rich guys, oh yeah, please throw me in the briar patch, give me a break. Let's go to the other article. Here's another one. Since I mentioned things on there, I like to source it. Forbes calls Austin number one boomtown. Okay, let's go now to Formula One that I raised here. Bernie Ecclestone accused of bribery by German prosecutors. F1 Supremo alleged to have paid bribes to German banker. Banker who organized sale of stake of F1 in 2005 is charged. There's also been some deaths. Just like when Rupert Murdoch's being investigated, the chief whistleblower said, people are after me. I'm hiding in my house. Hitmen are coming. And then he's found dead. The police within minutes say no foul play. Boy, it's like I call 911. Hitmen are coming. Save me, please. I'm found dead. Oh, please. Nothing happened. Yeah, because the cops are the hitmen. Now, continuing here. Grow up, folks. Stop being naive schmucks, suckers, morons, marks. Get some street smarts. Get some history. Grow up. Listen, the founders weren't perfect, but they were geniuses. Foreign philosophers, historians have marveled at the system they set up. Washington was offered kingship. He said, I'm leaving to go to the farm. I like jumping hedgerows and growing hemp. They set up a system that if you executed it, creates absolute wealth and milk and honey. The problem is then the great, 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 great grandchildren are a bunch of spoiled brats. So a bunch of sharks come in, take over the government and rob us. And now we're imploding into a depression. And the same sharks have new solutions to give them even more power to protect you. Now, did you know that the F1 track is basically tax exempt because they're an environmental zone? That's right. As long as they plant a few trees and have a, quote, community garden, this giant, I don't know how many hundreds of acres facility, it's even bigger than that. I forget the number. Pull up the full acreage of that for me, guys. Because they have a little garden and some trees, they're tax exempt for enviro reasons. See, that's what the environmental movement's all about. What type of toilet you can have, what type of light bulbs you can have, and then they can exempt you if they want. Oh, we're going to, you know, tax-free. And then they're also still getting taxpayer money one way or the other, just like Jerry Jones's billion-plus dollar facility taxpayer paid for. And they claim, oh, it brings jobs. Oh, yes. The overall income of this country is going down. The dollar's being devalued. The insiders run things. Just like I told you, NAFTA and GATT was going to be great for the economy when it's a one-sided trade deal. It's not really free trade or fair trade. Example of that. It's not fair if we have higher taxes on our people than China. It's not fair if we have environmental taxes and carbon taxes and they don't. You see, that's what tariffs are. It equalizes. And that's what built the country. If you don't like tariffs, you don't like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. You're a moron. Tariffs built this stinking country because it fosters trade inside and outside. And it's a case-by-case basis. But remember they told you, don't worry. Don't worry. We'll be a service economy after NAFTA and GATT. First, NAFTA and GATT wasn't going to deindustrialize us. And then by a few years after it went into place in 94, everything was shutting down. They said, well, we'll be service now. Oh, the service economy's falling apart. We'll put that headline back up there. F1 track owners get tax break for wildlife area. That's 1,100 acre. 1,100 acre property owned by Circuit of the Americas. And who owns that? Who owns that? Who owns that? Oh, I'm sorry. A guy that bought his daughter two giant mansions in the last few months. He gave her $4 billion because he's got so much cash. $4 billion. He gave her $4 billion as a gift. Here's $4 billion to his 22-year-old daughter. We can put her up on screen. She bought a $150 million mansion and another $90 million mansion. And, of course, she can. This guy's got dozens of tracks all over the world. And in every case, it's tax-free and the government pays for it with your money. I can barely pay my property taxes. I can barely pay my employees, and I give them raises. I want to take care of them. They deserve it. And you know what? If I didn't have to pay all this garbage, I'd be investing it. I'd be paying people more. They'd have money to spend with your business. But no, Bernie Ecclestone, this creature, this blob, show his face for viewers. There's his little hussy daughter, Petra Ecclestone, from one of his little jolly wives. I'm not spoiled. I'm privileged. Show her the biggest house in the U.S. And you know what? If she had the biggest house in the U.S., building a widget everybody wanted to buy, great. Or writing a book everybody wanted to buy, great. No! No! She wants my money! My little bit of money! Out of the hundreds of stinking taxes I pay, she wants my money to pay! And that's bad. That creature right there gets my tax money. Worldwide, he has not paid for a stinking racetrack all over the world in every case. This pimp, this mobster, rolls into town, and he gets everybody to pay for his stinking racetrack. He's tax exempt when I'm not, because I'm not a big fat globalist like he is. And then his daughter, show her mansion again. How many square feet is it? I forget. How many square feet is the mansion? Looks like it's bigger than the White House. It's bigger than the palaces the British royalty live in. Of course he can peel off $4 billion for his daughter, because he's got my money and your money sitting in his dirty pockets. Absolutely insane. The biggest house in the U.S. She's got a whole nother one almost as big, and she sits there arrogantly, getting in our face, telling us that she's not spoiled, she's privileged. Yeah, you're more than privileged. German prosecutors have alleged for the first time that Bernie Ecclestone and a trust belonging to the head of the Formula One family, yeah, because they don't pay jack squat in taxes, a trust, that's how they all run a tax-free trust, paid almost $44 million in bribes, that's 27 million pounds, to a German banker. In return, they allege Ecclestone received 41.4 million in commissions from Baron LB, the German bank, while a family trust company was paid 25 mil. State prosecutors in Munich said Tuesday they have charged Gerhard Gabarowski, the German banker who organized the sale of the F1 in 2005. Yeah, all taxpayer paid for. And this is what I have to put up with is a, you know what, our city council isn't even that corrupt, though this guy is reportedly known for greasing the skids, you know what I mean. They're just a bunch of social climbing, low IQ knuckle draggers who just sit up there and it's going to be good for jobs. It's going to be great. Hey, Formula One makes such fabulous profits, you pay for it. It is immoral to take my tax money at the city and state level, from property taxes, education funds, you name it, and pump it into a guy who gave his daughter last year as a gift $4 billion. Oh, I know. You've decided it's a good idea, you little control freaks. But if I came to your house and tried to come in and take one of your video games away, you would physically assault me. If I tried to eat a bologna sandwich out of your refrigerator, you'd call the cops and want me arrested. But you want to come take money out of my bank accounts. You want to destroy my capacity to own property through your stinking property tax to pay for Bernie Ecclestone's garbage. So, you want to know about the debt limit? That's what it's all about. That's what's going on with the debt limit. It's all just rearranging chairs on the deck of the Titanic. They've already positioned this country into total bankruptcy. They already train you. The government makes the sun rise and the grass grow and the sheep. Bah, bah, bah. They've already got most of you on their payroll. They're already jacking your water with fluoride, your vaccines with cancer viruses, and they're just getting started with the big mega families running government and gang raping all of us. We ought to get smart and get together with a basic code of liberty to block these criminals from robbing us. But you know what? People won't admit they're being ripped off. So we're going to be completely robbed. Stay with us. Second hour coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.